Colorado's new strict requirements on employment eligibility verification. Effective June 3, 2026, Colorado revised its law regarding how employers must handle employee government identification documents for employee employment eligibility verification, including by limiting how long employers may retain an applicant's or employee's ID documents. Under the previous law, there was no express limitation on the duration of time employers could retain government ID documents for the purposes of employment eligibility verification. Quick hits. Colorado now prohibits employers from retaining original versions of employee government identification documents for longer than 10 hours. There is an express carve-out for employers making and retaining copies of government identification documents. Employers must notify employees of the new prohibitions on retaining government identification documents when employment eligibility is verified, even if the employer does not require or retain original identification documents. Violations of the new law result in civil liability with a private cause of action, and criminal liability as a bias-motivated crime. New Prohibitions House Bill, HB 26-1283, which amended COLO, Revernd Stat, Zarfar 82124.5, significantly restricted employers' ability to demand, confiscate, retain, or require the surrender of employee or applicant government ID documents, including passports, driver's licenses, and other photo identification cards. Employers may request and retain an employee's or applicant's government ID documents for the purposes of employment eligibility verification, but may retain the documents for only 10 hours. The law also expressly permits employers to make copies of employee or applicant government ID documents, which may be retained as an employment record. Employers may request and retain government ID documents as required by law and as required to comply with signed judicial warrants. This new law covers all individuals in Colorado, including migrant and seasonal workers. Required notice and acknowledgement. Whenever the employer verifies an individual's employment eligibility, the employer must provide a notice to the individual that is in writing, in English, or in the individual's primary language if the employer knows the individual's primary language is not English and is acknowledged by the individual. The acknowledged notice must be retained as part of the individual's employment records. The new law does not require that employees receive a physical copy of the notice, so electronic versions may be permissible. Further, the new law does not indicate the notice is only required if the employer verifies the individual's employment using an original ID document. Rather, it appears the notice is required any time employment eligibility is verified through any means. Expanded liability, HB 26-1283, also amended, COLO. Revernd Stat, Alpha Por 818-5903.5 and 18-9-121, to impose new civil and criminal liabilities on entities that violate the new law. Now, if an employer confiscates or possesses an individual's government ID documents, that individual may request the immediate return of the government ID documents and may bring a civil lawsuit for any damages caused by the confiscation. In addition, employers face new criminal liability. If an employer confiscates an individual's government ID documents or provides or threatens to provide those documents to federal immigration authorities, except when required by law, that employer will have committed a Class 1 misdemeanor and a bias-motivated crime looking forward. Employee and applicant employment eligibility verification processes must include a notice and individual acknowledgement. There is no state standardized notice at this time. Both employers and their employees now face possible civil and criminal liability for retaining government ID documents beyond the statutory maximum time, and for providing those documents to federal immigration authorities if not required by law. Ogletree Deacon's Denver office will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Colorado and immigration blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.